producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Into the third hour, plenty of time if you want to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. You've got Ian.
And Rich Paul.
Let's go to the phones and the fun, and then we can talk more about some terrible places around the world. North Korea's next on the list. Rick, though, is first with us in Vegas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rick.
Hello.
Hi there, Rick. You're on the air.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I wanted to bring something up. Why the media is they talk bad about Russia and Putin, and everybody thinks they're bad people, but how many people actually ever been to Russia or can even speak the language?
That's an excellent question. I would point out that it's important to separate politicians from people. Politicians tend to be sociopaths and psychopaths.
In every nation.
Yeah, and so I would say Putin is a bad person, just like Barack Obama and George Bush are bad people. But the people of Russia are probably good people, for the most part, just like the people of any other country in the world.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of truth to what you said, but I've been going there for almost 20 years, and my wife grew up in eastern Ukraine, and she considers herself Russian.
Mm, okay.
And she's lived here for the last 15 years, and I grew up in northern Minnesota and North Dakota, so I was sort of la-la land there, but I've lived in Florida for the last 35 years, and I travel the world on business, and I guess what I'm trying to get at is that I've watched the last 20 years, Russia has become us, and we have become Russia.
What do you mean by that?
They sort of learned their lesson trying to let the government control everything. You know, towards the end of communism, if you didn't work, you went to jail. If you got a divorce, if you cheated on your wife, you went to jail. Everything was a punitive punishment to get people to do what the government wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And like my father-in-law told me, he's 74 now, everybody quit working. Once their work rate went below 60%, the economy crashed in 91. Because, you know, there needs so much synergy to keep everything going. And we're doing this, you know, and let's just take the big topic that's happening now in the last year is Ukraine. You know, the legally elected president was a crook. Everybody knew that. But Western European people didn't like his alliance with Russia, and plus the Western Ukrainian people, which to a large extent are Austrian Polish people because it was redivided after World War II, and that is the people that joined with Hitler in 39-40 to attack Russia. And that political party, you can check it on the internet, the political party that's backing the current government also backed the Nazis. And they've just taken and made a Nazi war hero, a Ukrainian Nazi war hero, they got a holiday or something for him now, but it's the same parties. So what we did is we took Yanukovych's a political partner and made him president after the coup that was introduced by the West. And I used to have an apartment in Kyiv, and we watched it on TV, Russian and English TV. And those people weren't even speaking Russian. They were speaking Polish and Hungarian and every other damn thing. And they burned down the city. And people are wondering why Russia, and then this guy's a crook. But when you start that tit for tat, it'd be like if people who don't like Obama, the last thing, I don't like him, but the last thing I want to have happen is people push him out of power illegally, because then you have anarchy, right?
Well, anarchy would be a big improvement over what we've got now. I mean, Putin has backed government off a little bit, maybe, but don't forget that Pussy Riot went to jail for 2 years for singing a song
prison.
That Putin
they went to
didn't
prison.
Like. Yes,
well, a terrible prison.
A terrible prison, and they were horribly abused in that system.
Hold on. Do you know the whole story on that?
We followed it pretty closely here on Free Talk Live, yeah. I would think so.
Can he shoot Penny Mayo groups?
What did you say? I'm sorry.
That was Russian.
You understood in Russian. Yeah, you don't, because you believe someone who told you something, okay? And you know the Russian language doesn't translate into English very well.
But what are you going to tell
that's
us, Pravda? What can you tell us about it?
Well, yeah, tell us something we don't know.
The church that they broke into to film this video, they broke into it illegally, okay? It's like the most sacred church in Russia in the Orthodox religion.
Mm-hmm.
And they urinated and defecated all over the church.
Okay, well, I got to tell you that did not make it certainly into the news reports.
That's not the part of any report that I've seen.
Well,
I would be.
That's the whole problem is there's half truths, and that's where little Johnny comes to tell mommy that Eddie hit him. Well, yeah, but little Johnny hit Eddie first. You know what I'm saying?
Where
there's
do you?
Half-truths.
Yeah. So where did you get that story? I mean, where do you hear that
it's
news?
All over. Just watched on Russian TV. You know, in their culture, and it's about...
Has Russia Today covered it, or is there an English language source for this?
RT is crazy. RT is crazy. Those guys are all over the place.
Yeah.
Well, Russia Today seems to be very supportive of the Russian government. I mean, they're great at criticizing the U.S.
Oh, yeah. Russia Today is often correct when they talk about the U.S. government and often wrong, but that doesn't mean that they don't have an agenda. It's just that they don't have the same agenda as the FCC has.
They're Fox News of Russia, okay?
I see what you're saying. Hey, Rick, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And, I am interested in hearing the details about this urination plane, because my understanding of the Pussy Riot story, this is a punk band in Russia. They were arrested after or during their visit to the Russian Orthodox Church. And they were at this, head cathedral or whatever, and they went and they played music, was the supposed story. They did a performance without having permission to do so. Now, no doubt, they shouldn't be doing something like that on private property. But does that mean they should spend 2 years in prison? I would say absolutely not. And even if they did do as he is suggesting, and that is urinated and defecated on, on this church in some way, that, the appropriate response would be to have them clean it up or pay for the cleanup operation, not go to prison for 2 years.
Certainly one should be required to pay for any damage that they do.
Yeah.
And, I wouldn't say that's not the case, but... 2 years seems awful steep.
It's, I put in the Pussy Riot urinated in church in Google just to see if I could find something, and nothing obvious is coming up here, claiming that that's the true story.
Okay.
So, it's hard to believe the mainstream media. I get that point. But usually there's at least some sort of alternative press or something out there reporting the supposedly real story. Anyway, toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. I'm not saying that I disbelieve his claim. I would just like to see some evidence for the claim. Because you would think that if that's what happened, wouldn't the Russian government be putting that out there big time? And generally the media picks that up.
Yeah, you would think they would defend themselves and say, hey, look, this is what they did. I don't think Putin is that much of a shrinking violet that he can't go on American TV and, correct some misconceptions or make a press release. Even if the left-wing media wouldn't pick that up in the United States, the right-wing media probably would, or vice versa. I don't know who's more aligned with that particular group of people, but somebody would try to make political hay out of it.
Yeah, and it's also worth pointing out that, Russia, of course, has been in the news, at least internationally, and for the anti-gay laws that they have there, which are absolutely horrifying. and have resulted in basically skinheads on the streets harassing gay people or who they believe to be gay.
Anybody who doesn't look sufficiently masculine.
And not just harassing them, but actually physically attacking them as well. If you're just a gay guy trying to go to work, you could be attacked by some band of hooligans in Russia. And, you know, there probably won't be much punishment for them if they get caught. 855-450-FREE, that's our toll-free number. You can share your thoughts on Russia or whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
Ever wish you had a business that ran itself, put money in your pocket, and you didn't have to go to work? If I could turn your current life into that business, then list it in the right systems that put money in your pocket, so potentially you didn't have to go to work. Is that something you might be interested in? Credit Success Secrets Revealed is exactly that. We help you document your life as a business. We place that data in the right systems to trigger automatic personal and business credit that works. We teach you how to get business funding to buy assets that put money in your pocket. Credit Success Secrets Revealed works 100% of the time, no matter your situation. It's as easy as following simple directions. We practically fill it out for you. Get up to $100,000 in instant business credit. Many people get cash in their hands right now. Call 1-800-707-8719. That's 1-800-707-8719. 1-800-707-8719. Or go to CreditSuccessSecretsRevealed.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass. Only, Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Rich Paul.
And you can also get Free Talk Live t-shirts online. I am wearing one of them right now. So if you are on the webcam here tonight, you can see that. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. And the cam will show you the shirt, which is kind of a fancy shirt. There's like standard t-shirts available, and then there's this other, I forget what it's called. It's called like ringed or something like that, where the sleeves have like a secondary color on them. In our case, it's yellow or gold and black. The front of the shirt says Texas Our Theft, and the backside has our Free Talk Live logo on it. And then there's also just a plain Free Talk Live logo shirt that is available as well. You can go to gear.freetalklive.com and place your pre-order. You can pre-order by October 31st, and you'll be part of the initial run of shirts that are printed. So the shirts don't exist yet, but they will, or I mean, a bulk of them don't exist yet. Obviously, I'm wearing one of them. But there's different cuts of the shirts as well from which you can choose, including ladies' cut shirts, which is important because you don't want to forget about the ladies. Gear.freetalklive.com. And so we're talking earlier in the show, Rich, about Venezuela and the socialist government there and how it's utterly failing. We just had a discussion about Russia, and our caller was sort of pumping them up a little bit. And you made a point during the break that there's some kind of Putin loving going on among some Americans.
There is a lot of it going on, and I understand to some extent the root of it, which is Putin is saying some things about foreign policy that are absolutely correct, and that agree with what pro-liberty people have been saying for a long time. So there's, you know, a desire when you find some common ground with somebody to, you know, warm to that person, say maybe this person isn't so bad.
No, he's still a thug.
But in other areas, and I'll tell you one thing that he did do to give the devil his due, is he just signed a law that makes it much easier to own a private firearm in Russia. And that was very surprising to me that he did that, because it's the opposite of what you expect from a tyrant. A tyrant does not normally go out of his way to give his subjects the means to rebel against him. And so I gained some respect for him on that, but he is still a statist. He is a head of statism.
He's not a good guy.
Of state. And,
I mean, it's fine to point out the right things when they do something right.
Absolutely. It's like I give a lot of criticism to police in general, and once in a while I like to point out that the Keene Police Department has been a lot mellower than what we see in on YouTube and the police brutality stories that we read every single day.
It's true.
So, yeah, there are your generalities, but then you also have to point out when the other guy's right.
And I think that's important, because especially on a local level, because obviously Putin is not listening and doesn't care, you know, what we have to say. But on a local level, you mentioned the Keene, New Hampshire Police Department. Letting them know when they're doing the right thing, I think, is a good thing, because they don't get enough feedback from people. A lot of people are just, you know, the stuff they tend to hear are either one side or another, all cops suck, you know, maybe from somebody that they're arresting, or we love everything you do from the, you know, the cop suckers out there, so to speak.
And
I think it's important to give them honest feedback. Like, look, you know, hey, I'd appreciate it, guys, if you would stop focusing on arresting college students who have an open container of alcohol and focus more on, you know, looking for rapists or murderers, for instance. Mm-hmm. Let's, you know, focus the police time on things that matter. Maybe people who vandalized property or have destroyed property. That's, you know, we can do things with our limited resources, even though the police are still a monopoly on protection services, and they're not, because they're not subject to competition, they're not as efficient as they could be.
Well,
still,
actually, if they weren't enforcing any victimless crime laws, then they would not be a monopoly, because providing somebody with security services is a victimless crime.
What you mean by that is
they wouldn't be able to enforce their monopoly by force without enforcing the law against providing competing security services.
No, right. What you're referring to is, well, I mean, you can still form a security firm, right, like Wackenhut or one of these private security groups that they guard neighborhoods and malls and things like that. You can do that, but you still have to ask the state for permission. If you just go ahead and form your own police department, they will see you as a competing gang, and you'll be treated as such.
Right.
Yeah. So, you can share your thoughts tonight, 855-450-FREE, and let's continue with our international coverage this evening. This story coming from PRI.org, and I think that's Public Radio International, but I'm not real clear on that. The story is why young North Koreans are daring to wear skinny jeans. I know, this sounds unimportant, right? Like, who cares that some teenagers are wearing some skinny jeans? Teenagers in New Hampshire, the United States do this all the time. But that would mean that if you would come at it from that perspective, that would mean you don't really know what's going on in North Korea. So, would you wear skinny jeans if they were illegal? As it turns out, the answer is yes, at least for one young North Korean woman. Denby and I are browsing through a South Korean market when she stops to admire a pair of slim-fitting pants. She declares, "Girls just love these back home." And by home, she means a city in far-off North Korea. She flips her hair dramatically and laughs heartily as she tries on a sparkly hair clip. She recalls, quote, "We all wanted to be able to run our fingers through our hair like this, like we saw in a South Korean TV show. But we couldn't, because we didn't have enough shampoo in North Korea, so your fingers would just get stuck." Can you imagine?
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine that? It's even hard for us to fathom having hair that dirty. Right? Unless you're dreadlocks and that's your intention. But the average person is used to being able to run their fingers through their hair. Can't do that in North Korea.
Well, it reminds me of things that my parents used to tell me about the Great Depression, where they talked about literally boiling the dish rag and using it as, I assume they weren't using soap with this particular dish rag, but literally boiling a dish rag and making dish rag soup.
Ugh.
So, you know,
because,
you know, there's protein and fat and all sorts of stuff that gets stuck.
Remnants in the dish rag. Huh.
So, yeah, throw it into the soup.
Danby is a 24-year-old North Korean refugee who paints a picture of the totalitarian regime that's quite different from the one we're used to seeing, but an account supported by other defectors and those working with North Koreans. Yes, the country is rife with human rights abuses and grinding poverty. But Danby, who took on her new name after fleeing, is from a city near the Chinese border, which has become surprisingly porous. And so she's grown up in this presumably closed nation with a window to the outside world. She says she shopped in black markets with smuggled foreign goods and watched American and South Korean TV shows via smuggled USB sticks since she was a kid.
Agorism for the win.
Oh, yeah, dude. This is big in North Korea. Black markets are huge there. It's the black markets in North Korea, or the Jangmadangs, I believe as they're called there, that basically are feeding people in that country.
Go.
Hold that thought. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More about smuggling and illegal jeans in North Korea. It's Free Talk Live. You can join us.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, the principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Rick Ostick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll free. 855-450-FREE. We also have Skype. Our Skype username is LRN.FM. More about the North Korean black marketplace, which is just a fascinating thing. We'll tell you more about that here in moments. Also, you can join Mark, who's our normal co-host here on Free Talk Live. Tonight's his night off. But in about 3 weeks, he's going to be in Vegas. And if you're into Bitcoins, or you want to know more about Bitcoins, then the Bitcoin Investor Conference is happening. A lot of the movers and shakers are going to be there. Mark is, of course, going to be broadcasting live. Trace Mayer, Stephanie Murphy, Tone Vase, Paul Pui, Joseph Von Perling, Bitcoin Bell. You might remember her as our co-host, Michelle Seven. She's sort of rebranded herself now. She's going to be there. Stephen Michaels and more. In fact, BitcoinInvestor.com is where you can go to get your tickets. It's happening at the beautiful D Hotel in Vegas. D, by the way, takes Bitcoin. So you can pay for your room with Bitcoin. And that's pretty awesome. So go to BitcoinInvestor.com. It's the first ever Bitcoin Investor Conference. Again, it's October 29th and 30th. We are 3 weeks away from that. So if you haven't yet started making your plans, now would be a good time to do that. BitcoinInvestor.com. Mark, we'll see you there. Ian and Rich in the studio tonight. Let's go to Hung Like Jesus. He is on the line via Skype. Hello, Hung.
Hey, Ian and Rich.
Hey there.
Hey.
Yeah, I just want to address the fact that you said people that wear dreadlocks wear them dirty on purpose or something like that.
Well,
that's what I
people
said.
who wear dreadlocks can't necessarily get their fingers through their hair. I wouldn't say that.
You can wash them, but you can't get them really clean, right?
Well, I've been wearing dreadlocks for 20 years now. I get mine really clean.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the dirty hippies I've seen don't look like they're particularly clean. What's the method that you use?
Well, in between deep cleans, I use a dry shampoo.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. And what is a deep clean? How do you do a deep clean with dreadlocks?
Well, I go to a salon and get a deep clean because I can't, because it's just too much to do. For me to do by myself.
So I guess what would have been a fair and a better statement would have been there's a lot of work to keeping dreadlocks clean.
Okay, there you go. That is a much more fair statement. And
would you agree with that, sir?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely more work.
Okay, groovy.
Yeah, and it would make sense that some people are more interested in cleaning their dreadlocks than others as well. So people that have dreadlocks that I've encountered didn't seem too interested in that.
Having been a deadhead for a long time, I mean, everybody by the end of a festival is suffering from festival funk,
mm-hmm.
but most of the ones that I saw showed up clean. They just left dirty.
Sure.
You know, they'd been tripping and, doing what
showering.
Hippies do.
Yeah.
But they're going to go home and take a shower after that.
Hung, thanks for sharing and clearing that up. I appreciate it. Anything else you want to get out tonight, go ahead.
No, that's all. Thank you.
Thanks for the call tonight. And that's how easy it is. You can call us up on Skype. Sound great, just like he did. Skype username is lrn.fm.
And let me say, because I was razzing on hippies, that I consider myself to be one of those libertarian hippies that Ayn Rand warned us all about.
Yeah, I would qualify as a libertarian hippie, I think, as well. So I don't know how well it goes over if you're a hippie in North Korea. You're certainly plenty dirty, but we're talking about the North Korean black market. The story from PRI.org. They're interviewing Danby. She's a 24-year-old North Korean refugee, and she's talking about the black markets where she and others shop in North Korea, which feature smuggled foreign goods. She watched American and South Korean TV shows, which were brought to North Korea via smuggled USB sticks. It's illegal to watch anything besides state television in North Korea.
Wow.
You will be sent to a prison labor camp if you are caught with some of this contraband. If you're caught with a flash drive with some episodes of your favorite TV show from South Korea on it, prison camp.
And if you want to understand why that is, check out The Road to Serfdom by Hayek. He explains why all socialist states eventually become totalitarian because the more controls you put on people, the more they're going to fight against those controls.
Mm.
And you have to somehow convince them that this is fair even when they lose. You know, and that's almost impossible. So you need a huge propaganda apparatus to keep people in line.
Right, and that's why it's state TV only in North Korea, and the state, of course, runs the schools, and the radio, too. In North Korea, if you have a radio, it only is tuned to the state frequency. You can't change the frequency on a North Korean radio. You just turn it on and off.
Yeah.
That's
wow.
So since she was a kid, she's been using the black market. And by the time she entered junior high, Danby says what she learned in school, that Americans can't be trusted and that South Koreans are poor, she doubted its truth because she'd been watching the TV shows from South Korea.
Uh-huh.
And if there's any way to see how wealthy they are in South Korea, television is going to show that crystal clear. And they're incredibly wealthy by comparison in South Korea.
Oh, yeah. I mean, imagine watching Dynasty or Dallas in Russia. I guess, well, that kind of shows the era in which I watched a lot of TV. Not that I watched those particular shows, but I know they were
familiar with them,
big on depicting rich people. And even if you watch Friends, the standard of living that they had on Friends, being supposedly starving American workers, were nowhere near starving.
So she started skipping class and started smuggling goods across the now porous border. She sold,
will you marry me, hon?
She's awesome. She's cute, too. She sold North Korean mushrooms to Chinese merchants and brought back crates of rice, flour, and other goods. Now, Danby was probably a lot more daring and enterprising than your average North Korean teen, but she's part of a generation of North Korean millennials who were kids during the country's devastating famine of the 1990s. So young people like Danby didn't look to the country's dictators to provide in the way that their parents did, nor did they respect the government's rules. She's otherwise confident and even keel, but her voice rises suddenly when asked about the country's leadership. She says sharply, quote, "We see their large bellies while the rest of us are hungry. We know it's not fair." Her inflection slipping into a North Korean accent. I'm struck by how Danby sounds like an American teen. She questions authority and brags about skirting the country's dress codes as a teenager in North Korea. She tells me about the time she was caught by youth informants, sort of like the Hitler Youth, for wearing a form-fitting outfit, which had been smuggled in from the South. She says they draw a line on the street and make you stand there while they tear at your clothes as people walk by to make an example of you. She explains that jeans were seen as a symbol of American imperialism, and girls caught wearing them would have holes punctured in them to keep them from being worn again. Hair that was too long was also cut on the spot, she says. Danby adds that if you're caught 5 or 6 times, that's when you're sent to do forced labor, unless you have the connections and the resources to pay a bribe. In North Korea,
wow,
so many things can be resolved if you have enough money now, she insists. We depend on the black markets for our survival. And it was like that in communist Russia, too. You know, you didn't want to stand in a bread line when you could just, you know, find it in the black market.
See, what I would like to see if any foreign entity was going to intervene in what's going on in North Korea or anywhere else in the world, don't send troops, okay? Because troops are imposing your values on the people. Just airdrop rifles to them, lots and lots of rifles, and let those people decide for themselves what they want to do with them.
Well, you can also airdrop information as well. That would be a less
that
violent
too.
Tool. But
actually,
yeah.
Well, eventually it's going to come down to rifles. Mao Zedong, like a stopped clock, was right twice a day. Political power flows from the barrel of a gun.
Classic quote. So true. There's more about Danby. She'll tell us a little bit more about her experiences in North Korea and the black marketplace there. And you can share your thoughts with us at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here on Free Talk Live. It's Ian and Rich.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but we have enough time for you. If you want to join us here, our toll-free number is 855-453. With you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Rich Paul.
And you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and do enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. You can actually support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. The AMP program, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you send $5 a month into the show. We invest that into Free Talk Live and get on more radio stations, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. And that's worth $5 a month, in my opinion. You also get perks, though. You get access to the AMP only call-in lines. You get the AMP only podcast, the AMP only Facebook group, which is really cool. And it's all there for you over at amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa or MasterCard right there on the site. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, please. It makes a huge difference for us when you do this. amp.freetalklive.com. If you can't afford it, no big deal. Just share the show. That's a great way to support Free Talk Live. If you can't afford $5 a month, share your favorite episodes on social media. Share our live listen link so people can listen to us live. And we appreciate that very, very much. Rich, how can people support you directly?
Well, there's a lot of ways. One thing that I would love people to do is to go to 420 at 420.org/event.
420 AT 420?
That's right. Okay. 420 AT 420.org/event. And that will take you to the Facebook event page for the 420 rally. If you're in New Hampshire, we would really like to see you out there. The more people that we can get out to this rally, the more political impact it's going to have. And also check out 420AT, 420.org/church. And there you will see the Facebook page for my church. We do have a domain name registered, but it's
excellent.
Not yet up. We're going to be in at invisiblehand.church.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, well, you'll have to announce that on Free Talk Live when it's finally online.
Yes, when it's finally up. But for now, go to 420at420.org, and all of our links are at the side of the page.
So, PRI.org reporting on a 24-year-old North Korean refugee. Her name's Danby. She, and that's the name she chose for herself. She's changed names to help protect her family now that she's out of the country, because if you leave North Korea and they find out that you, you know, didn't die or something like that, they find out that you've left, they'll come after your family. They'll put your family in a prison camp.
That's very common for socialist regimes. That also existed in China. And sometimes the amazing links to which they will go to hurt these people are amazing. In China, if they execute you, they literally send your family a bill for the bullet. I don't know if they do that anymore now that things have loosened up there. But, you know, and it's probably like a bill for $1, but just the insult. Is amazing to me. And, you know, one of the things, I was nearly a socialist when I was, say, 20 to 25. Like I say, I voted for Bill Clinton in 1992.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that changed me was living in Florida and going to AA meetings and meeting Cubans who had come over and escaped Cuba, and hearing their stories of having escaped it, and thinking, if this is the paradise that is supposed to be, why is so everybody so anxious to come here? You know?
Yeah.
And it's heartbreaking to hear the stories of those people. Castro announced, "Oh yes, just sign up here, and you will be, and we'll let you leave Cuba legally."
It's the execution list, right?
Well, what they did is they did eventually let these people leave Cuba. They just kept them on a work farm for a few years to pay off their debt to the state before they could leave. But the entire family, his father, his mother, and he was 5 or 6 years old at this time, were living in a forced labor camp before they were permitted to move here. And that was
If it was up to me, I'd probably choose that. You know, if you couldn't get out through normal means or through, you know, smuggling yourself out, if I had to go to work to escape tyranny, that seems okay.
Yeah, I mean, and for that matter, if there was one part of the world that was anarchist and I could go to prison for 2 years and then go there, I'd take it.
So in North Korea, she says, "We depend on the black markets for our survival." And a lot of that's still going on in Cuba to some extent as well. I remember reading stories about illegal satellite TV in Cuba. Mm-hmm. There's a bristling business for people who provide satellite TV service in Cuba.
And yet there's no pirate radio in Keene. How can that be?
I know. Tell me about it. Well, we've had pirate radio in Keene on 4 occasions in the past, and in Manchester they've only had it once. So we're still ahead of the rest of the state as far as having a station more often than not. But yeah, we should with all the movers to New Hampshire for the Free State Project, we really should have more pirate radio. But that's another issue. If you want to learn more about starting your own radio station without government permission, you can go to station.lrn.fm. That's the lrn.fm site. There's a whole page on there dedicated to all the equipment, recommendations, and, you know, everything, pretty much everything you need to know, or at least the basics of starting your own radio station.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I haven't even read that, and I've been
trying to do this.
I want to do a broadcast van eventually.
I love the idea. We'll talk about it another time. Smuggling goods, she says, all of the work, smuggling goods, selling goods, getting officials to turn their backs, that's all done through money. Still, most North Koreans live in extreme poverty. Electricity is limited to a few hours each day. Food and running water can be scarce, and the daily threat of forced labor camps or even harsher punishments is real. But Danby saw the difference it made to have access to the outside world. By the way, the excuse for the limited electricity in North Korea is the U.S. They are claiming that they've claimed there was a, I think it was a, National Geographic, one of the documentaries I've seen about North Korea. The excuse is that the U.S. is constantly attacking their power plants. And so because the United States is constantly attacking North Korea because of their imperialism, and it's certainly true that the U.S. is imperialist, there's no doubt about that, but I don't think they're actually attacking the power plants. That's just a failure of communism and a failure of central planning. But they're blaming it on the United States.
Yeah, it reminds me of Goldstein from 1984. They had to have, they always, and Snowball played that role
in
Animal Farm, where the perpetual scapegoat. Nothing under communism works because of Goldstein, because of Snowball, because of the United States. And to the extent that the United States stays belligerent to countries that are ignorant and pursuing socialism,
they lend
credence to those claims. If we would just say, we will trade with you, we don't care, your country is your country, our country is our country, it would be very hard to make people believe that.
And the same thing happens in Venezuela as well, where Maduro is constantly claiming that he's under attack from U.S. spies and the United States is trying to sabotage everything in Venezuela. So it's the same claims.
And Venezuela is actually an oil-rich country, so I would give more credence to his claims, but yet that's not the cause of the collapse of the economy. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if they're trying to kill him, though. They tried to kill Castro forever, I'm told.
She recalls, we had neighbors with relatives in the South, and suddenly they started doing a lot better since their family started sending money back. At one point, my mother even joked, why don't you disappear and send some money back for us, too? According to the NGO Liberty in North Korea, which is a good charitable group that helps the refugees, North Korean refugees routinely send money back to North Korea each year. Now, I wonder how they do that. They say those who can
Bitcoin
afford
it would be a great way.
But they don't have internet. That's the problem.
Oh, good Lord.
Those who can afford it are also said to communicate with their families on a regular basis via care packages and smuggled cell phones. I would guess the best way to send money
smuggled
into North Korea.
Smuggled cell phones would work for Bitcoin if they can
if
get
there's
enough
internet,
of them.
If you can get internet. You can get cell phone service in North Korea, but I don't know how much internet service is available. I'm
assuming these are smartphones, but okay, I should probably back off on that because I don't know if they have 3G or 4G in South Korea. I would guess they do because they
in South Korea
love technology
they do.
In South Korea.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if that extended into at least parts of North Korea where you could use
maybe the southern
cell
tier
phones,
of, maybe the southern tier of North Korea. But Danby escaped to South Korea 4 years ago after learning she was being investigated by the North Korean government and she could not bribe her way out. Now she's married to a South Korean man, and what she says she misses the most is working the black markets and the family she left behind.
I loved selling weed. I feel the same way. I miss that trap.
Rich Paul, thanks for coming in here tonight. You can join us tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
When the most powerful and destructive witch in 13th century France chooses a successor, her frightened young protege, Liana, escapes into the wild. Pursued by witch hunters, the town watch, and her mistress, Liana's only hope is a pair of newly returned crusaders, one with PTSD, the other a complete rascal. The Witch's Hand by Wendy Joseph is a cut above the usual sword and sorcery fare. Available now at your favorite booksellers or visit wendyjosephwrites.com. If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years, and satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years.
ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.